Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, welcome to the Canadian death care system. It took Mandy Wood 2 years to be diagnosed with cancer, after she found a lump. And when they finally diagnosed it, she died of cancer on Christmas Day. The healthcare system here is nuts. It took me somewhere between 10 and 15 years to get my chronic skin condition diagnosed properly. I had to self-diagnose, and my home treatment was helping me greatly. This is what happens when you don't pay doctors properly, so all the good ones move to the United States. Up next, Japan records its lowest fertility rate at 1.15. Soon it's going to join South Korea with a sub-1 fertility rate. In Tokyo, it's already below 1. In 4 or 5 generations, Japan won't exist. Our only hope at this point as a species is artificial wombs and robot nannies. Anyone telling you that taking women's rights away or making society conservative is going to help is wrong. This problem is caused by affluence and abundance. Life is too easy and not hard enough anymore. Number 3, people say that getting old is weird because you're still an enthusiastic kid trapped inside of a terrible body. Yes, but you have to learn to curb your enthusiasm so you live longer. You have to discipline your young mind to treat your body carefully so you don't fall apart even faster. It's gone so bad that if I'm not careful, I could actually hurt my neck just reading this. The best part about looking in the mirror for me as I get older is seeing the intimidating man looking back at me. Moving on, here's a man that's not intimidating. French President Macron. Brigitte Bardot's family asked him not to come to her funeral because she thought he was a dictator. And his wife put 10 people behind bars for saying that she looks like a man. Macaroni here definitely doesn't look like a man who would intimidate anyone. Bardot hated him just like 90% of French people, yet French boomers keep voting him in, it seems. Number 5, here's another woman that passed away. She was popular and will be missed. Spread your legs in peace, honey. And you just know that she would actually have loved that wood. There are a lot of women in the current year that need a casket like this, so they can be ready to ride the rooster roller coaster for all of eternity. The only question I have is her face up or is her face down? Up next, the enrichment is getting so bad in Canada that Tulsa, Oklahoma is offering Jews fleeing the hate in Canada $2,000 for moving costs. This country is unrecognizable and most of the boomers here are clueless as to what it's like living outside of the white as wonder bread suburbs. It's like time froze for boomers 25 years ago and they're delusional about the reality on the ground. Also, for many Jews, Canada is starting to feel like Germany in the 1930s. I don't blame them for leaving. Number 7, here's the difference between how you see a car on Facebook Marketplace and when you get there in person to inspect it. Then again, why would you be complaining with all that extra trunk space? Although this one looks like she's blown one too many gaskets. Either that or swing swings. Apparently, when overweight women crop their photos like this, it's called fat fishing. But if she showed all of herself in the ad, I bet that only black men would ever answer it. Moving on, I'm glad to see women are wearing proper attire for the weather. It's cold outside, so it's a good thing that she put on a hat. Go ahead and ask me my favorite part of this picture. Her bottom doesn't look cold, though, because after all, she's got a hot ass. You may think it's extreme, and you'd be right for the winter. But this is what I see teenage girls wearing at the local malls in the summer. Her behind also looks more appealing than anything on that McMenu. Number 9, if you're still dating in 2026, you're an idiot. Because women have to go out on 25 dates to forget the ghost of Chad's past. This one is an alpha widow and she was in a situationship for just 2 weeks, and she still can't get over him. Dating her, you have zero chance of living up to the best guy that smashed and dashed her once. An 11 out of 10 used her for sex once, and she'll never settle for anything less. Simps pay for meals with her. Chads eat free and she orders Uber Eats, and she pays for it. Up next, remember guys that a person who is okay being alone is a powerful person. Exactly. Such a person doesn't need external validation for his self-esteem. Such a person doesn't have to do dumb dating rituals and waste his money. But that's why the system fears such a man. He can't be bought or bargained with, and he refuses to be a disposable plow horse for women in the States. Remember that Sigma males walk alone, and they grind for their own freedom and pleasure. Number 11, M says that Elliot Page could beat all of us up, and he's thrilled about it. But from what I can see, Elliot couldn't even beat an egg. Imagine telling me 10 to 15 years ago that one day I would see Ellen Page topless, and then I would be this disappointed. Remember, everyone, that this is what the woke mind virus took from us. I don't honestly think that Elliot Page could ever beat up Ellen Page here. Moving on, according to leftist ideology, looking normal from 20 years ago is now offensive. And looking like a freak 20 years ago is now the new normal. Modern women now need to shave their second puberty mustache after taking male hormones. Can you just imagine kissing Mrs. Whiskers over there on the right and feeling her bristles on your face? I throw up just thinking about it. I'm so tired of this. When does it actually stop? Number 13 looks like somebody's been reading The Rational Male from Rollo Tomasi, when he says that women marry your lifestyle and not for love. From my experience, women are definitely materialistic, but you'd be surprised how low-key of a lifestyle they'd accept from a man so long as he's somewhat successful, and maybe has a nice car. But many women are so obsessed with lifestyle that even the divorce courts force the ex-husband to keep paying for that lifestyle that those women are accustomed to. If the man has to keep paying, then why shouldn't he continue to receive sex from her that he's accustomed to? Up next is a Canadian. You've driven at least once like this in your lifetime. Back in 2004 and 5, I drove like this a half dozen times in the winter. And then the freeways were mostly empty back then. And I would accelerate on them and all that snow would get blown off. Hopefully not on any of the cars behind me. Especially if they were cop cars. If you're wondering why I didn't take the time to clean the snow off, it's because there's a foot of it on there and it would have been late for a job. Number 15, and speaking of Canada, these are the three Canadian provinces who have independence movements right now. Alberta is probably going to have a referendum, and they have all of Canada's oil. If they leave the country, it's over. That's why a huge chunk of my money is in US dollars, because our dollar is going to get wrecked if the country falls apart. We'd be better off with America anyway, because we'd actually have lower taxes and can move to warmer climates, and our real estate wouldn't be so expensive. Moving on, here's why Me Too is madness and why we shouldn't believe all women. Because Robert here spent 37 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. At least he was paid $14 million, but it's probably not enough when you see the pain on his face. The cops made up evidence so that he would fit the crime of rape back in 1983. This is back when cops could get away with making up evidence to get someone put away, because the public demanded it. At least he looks happier here. Number 17, here's what it's like living in a third world country that used to be a first world country. Now they're stealing Porsche headlights because they're worth 6 months' rent or something. Something similar happened to me back in the early 90s. Someone stole my parents' electric side view mirrors from their Oldsmobile. We got in the car and noticed that they were missing. In the 80s, they used to rip out your dashboard to get to the radio. This is why it's important to drive a beater. Up next, Amy says that we should let women run everything for 10 years, and if it's not better, then we just give it back to men. If this happened, then civilization would collapse in under a year. Hell, everything would collapse in just a few hours. Our civilization is already being feminized, and that's why we're seeing stagnation. Women want us men to keep running things, and they just want to tell us what to do. The smart men will just check out. Number 19, security is crazy at the airport at every step, until you finally get to the baggage claim. Then you can take whatever bag you want. Airlines and airports don't care at that point because they already got your money and the flight is over, so there's no risk to the plane or passengers. Plus, they know most travelers are tired and cranky once they got off the plane and just want to go home, so wasting their time at that point would just piss them off. Moving on, this Italian writer moved to Gaza to support Palestinians. They tortured and ended him because he had tattoos, which are haram, and they also considered him kafir. I have an idea. Instead of warning people like this about the dangers of Islam, we should support them and pay for their flights to Muslim countries. The less of them there are over here, the better things will be for us. Let's pay to send a plane full of queers for Palestine over there and alert the authorities of their arrival. Number 21, this woman makes it sound like her ex is the problem, because he was with her for 10 years but didn't put a ring on her finger. Why didn't she ask him why he didn't want to get married after a year or two? Men are the gatekeepers of relationships and commitment, and she was probably scared to question him because she didn't want to risk rocking the boat and losing him. Once she aged out, he left and probably got together with a younger model that could still have kids. Up next, Joe McCarthy warned Americans that socialists and communists were taking over the universities and entertainment, and people thought he was paranoid and were laughing at him. Well, people aren't laughing anymore. In my opinion, the victory of WW2 is what defeated the United States. America got too complacent after winning the war and then getting a decent standard of living in the suburbs. That's when they messed up their kids, the boomers, who went on to become the socialists. Number 23, Disney is considered bringing back hand-drawn animation back for future films. Sure, but just write proper scripts first. The most important part of any film or production is the story. When I read this, I translated it to mean that live action is too expensive and that cinema is dying. Disney needs new classics like The Lion King, Aladdin, and others. Hire an army of good scriptwriters, worry about the animations later. Moving on, why is it that we used to have high-quality women, but now they're all gone? Well, we don't live in rural areas like the Amish and Mary Virgins anymore. Plus, there was no social media, no birth control, so there were social and technological controls on women's promiscuity. We'll probably get high-quality women again in the future, but they'll be synthetic Stepford Wife androids. And they'll also look and behave perfectly. The game will become irrelevant at that point. Number 25 on the last one, just like you can't lead a horse to water and make it drink, you can't show a person the truth and make them think. Most people don't want to think because it's too painful to use their noggin after they've been using it all week at work. Also, if the horse isn't thirsty, then why are you forcing him to drink? But remember what they always say, don't throw jewels to swine. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.